Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Age of Sustainable Development by Jeffrey D. Sachs is a nonfiction work of development economics, global policy, and environmental analysis that argues for a unified response to poverty, inequality, and ecological strain. Drawing on Sachs's experience as an economist and UN advisor, the book presents sustainable development as a practical framework rather than a slogan. Economic growth must be linked to social inclusion and environmental protection. It surveys the historical rise of global prosperity, explains why many countries remain trapped in poverty, and shows how development pathways can either reinforce divergence or support convergence. The book also places human activity within planetary boundaries, making the case that long-term progress depends on respecting ecological limits. In addition to diagnosing global problems, it examines international commitments such as the Millennium Development Goals and the Sustainable Development Goals, giving the work a strong policy orientation and making it useful to readers who want both explanation and action. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sustainable development as a three-part framework for global policy. Sachs defines sustainable development as the interaction of three inseparable dimensions: economic growth, social inclusion, and environmental sustainability. This matters because the book rejects the common habit of treating poverty reduction, social justice, and ecology as separate policy domains. Instead, it argues that durable progress requires all three to advance together. Economic expansion alone can deepen inequality or damage ecosystems. Environmental protection alone can ignore urgent human needs. Social programs alone can fail if they are not supported by productive capacity and public institutions. The book is strongest when it shows how policy debates become clearer once these dimensions are analyzed together. This framework also helps explain why simplistic trade-offs are often misleading. Sachs does not claim that every country should follow the same path, but he insists that any credible development strategy must account for jobs, health, education, resource use, and governance at the same time. The result is a broad analytical model that connects local policy choices to global constraints and makes sustainable development a measurable, practical agenda rather than a vague ideal. Secondly, why poverty persists: convergence, divergence, and unequal starting points. A major part of the book examines why some countries industrialized and improved living standards while others remained poor. Sachs uses the idea of convergence versus divergence to show that development is not automatic and that countries often start from very different geographic, institutional, and historical conditions. He emphasizes that poverty persists not simply because of weak effort or bad decisions, but because poor countries may face multiple reinforcing obstacles, including low capital investment, disease burden, weak infrastructure, and limited access to global markets. This discussion is important because it pushes the reader away from moralizing explanations and toward structural analysis. It also supports the book's broader argument that development policy should be context-specific. Rather than assuming one universal remedy, Sachs treats poverty traps as complex systems that require coordinated interventions. The analysis is policy relevant because it links national outcomes to global inequality and to the long history of uneven development. By doing so, the book frames poverty reduction as a technical, institutional, and ethical challenge at once, not merely a question of economic growth rates. Thirdly, planetary boundaries and the science of living within ecological limits. The book gives major attention to planetary boundaries, the idea that human activity can push Earth systems beyond thresholds that are dangerous or irreversible. Sachs uses this concept to argue that development in the 21st century cannot rely on unlimited fossil fuel use, resource extraction, or environmental degradation. The significance of this section is that it reframes sustainability as a constraint on all economic planning, not a separate environmental add-on. Readers are shown that climate change, biodiversity loss, land use pressure, water stress, and energy systems are linked parts of one larger system. Sachs does not present these challenges as abstract warnings. He connects them to practical questions about cities, food production, energy choice, and population dynamics. This makes the argument more concrete and more useful for policymaking. The book's ecological analysis also introduces a sense of urgency without abandoning feasibility, because it suggests that growth can still occur if it is redirected through cleaner technology, efficiency, and better institutions. In that sense, the planetary boundaries section is one of the clearest demonstrations of the book's core claim that prosperity must be redesigned to fit within environmental limits. Fourthly, from Millennium Development Goals to Sustainable Development Goals, Sachs devotes substantial attention to international goal setting, especially the Millennium Development Goals and the later Sustainable Development Goals. This part of the book shows how global targets can organize political attention, guide resource allocation, and create shared standards for progress. The Millennium Development Goals are presented as a major step in focusing world action on poverty, health, education, gender equality, and environmental sustainability. While the Sustainable Development Goals broaden that agenda into a more integrated framework, the importance of this discussion is that it demonstrates how moral ambition becomes operational only when translated into measurable objectives. SACs sees global goals as a way to bridge science and policy. They simplify complex realities enough to mobilize action without denying the complexity of the underlying problems. The book is especially useful here because it explains why international coordination matters for issues that no country can solve alone, such as climate change, disease control, and financial support for poorer states. At the same time, it recognizes that goals are not enough by themselves. They need institutions, incentives, and political will, which is why the book treats the SDGs as a governance mechanism as much as a humanitarian vision. Lastly, policy design. Governance and the limits of one-size-fits-all solutions. A recurring theme throughout the book is that sustainable development depends on institutions and implementation, not just on principles. SACs repeatedly warns against one-size-fits-all solutions because countries differ in geography, income level, public capacity, and social conditions. This makes governance central to the argument. The book examines how leaders, incentives, and state capacity shape whether sustainability goals are actually pursued. It also shows that effective policy must be integrated across sectors, since progress in health, education, urban planning, agriculture, and energy all affect one another. This is one reason the book feels more like a policy manual than a theoretical essay. SACs provides a broad diagnosis, but he also insists on practical tools, metrics, and coordinated programs. The value of this approach is that it turns sustainable development into a field of implementation rather than rhetoric. Readers come away with an understanding that the main barriers are often political and institutional, not just technical. That emphasis gives the book realism and makes it especially relevant for policymakers, planners, and students who need to think about how large-scale change is actually organized. In conclusion, The Age of Sustainable Development is best suited for readers who want a serious, policy-oriented account of why global development now has to be understood as an integrated economic, social, and ecological project. Students in economics, public policy, environmental studies, and international development will find it especially useful, but it also rewards general readers who want a structured introduction to the modern sustainability agenda. Its practical value lies in the way it connects abstract issues such as poverty, climate change, and inequality to concrete policy questions about institutions, incentives, and international coordination. Intellectually, it stands out because SACs does not isolate environmental concern from development economics. He builds a single framework in which they belong together. Compared with many books on climate or global poverty, it is broader in scope and more explicitly tied to global goals, making it a strong bridge between analysis and action. It is not a narrowly technical textbook, but it is more systematic than a popular overview. That balance, along with its strong grounding in real policy debates, is what makes the book distinctive in its category. If you would like to support Jeffrey D. Sachs, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.